From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, November 8th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The race for Maine's 2nd Congressional District is headed for a ranked choice runoff, and it may be another week until a winner is declared. The race between incumbent Democrat Jared Golden and Republican challenger Austin Terrio was already in the national spotlight as a seat that will help determine partisan control of the House. There are a lot of questions about vote counting and whether this race even needs a ranked choice runoff. To help explain it all, we're joined by Maine Public State House correspondent Kevin Miller. First off, Kevin, we are talking on Friday. Can you give us an update on where the race stands right now?
Well, we actually have the official numbers as reported to the Secretary of State, and those show Democratic Congressman Jared Golden leading Republican Austin Terrio by 2,159 votes. That's out of more than 400,000 votes cast in the race, which is less than 0.5%. So it's very, very close.
So if Jared Golden has more than a 2,000 vote lead over Terrio, why does the race need a ranked choice runoff at all?
Yeah, so here's where things get kind of complicated, and I say very interesting, at least for politics and election geeks like me. So there was a third candidate in this race, Diana Miranda of Surrey. Her name didn't appear on the ballot because she was a declared write-in candidate. But because we had these three candidates, this was a ranked choice election where voters could choose who was their first preference for the job and who was their second and so on. But here's the thing. More than 12,000 voters didn't vote for anyone as their first choice. They left that oval blank. But according to the Secretary of State, Shanna Bellows, in order to win on the first tally in a ranked choice election, a candidate has to win 50% plus one vote of all of the ballots cast. So when you factor in those 12,000 blanks, Jared Golden only won 48.65% of the vote, so just shy of the 50% plus one that he would need. So Bella says that we need to run a ranked choice tabulation to see whether not only any of Diana Miranda's votes had a second preference, but also whether any of those blank ballots had a second choice. This is a weird clause in Maine's law, but you can actually skip your first choice. But if you list a second preference on your ranked choice ballot, your ballot will still be counted.
So I understand that Jared Golden's campaign is not exactly happy with this decision from Bellows.
Yeah, they're definitely not happy. After Bellows made this announcement, Golden's campaign said that in their eyes, the rules are clear. Whoever wins 50% plus one of the first choice votes wins the election. So they disagree that it's 50% plus one of the total ballots cast. And they claim it's really an unnecessary expense and delay to finding out who won by running a ranked choice runoff.
So what are you hearing from the Terrio campaign? And given the vote totals that you're talking about, is there a pathway for Terrio to beat Golden at this point?
Yeah, so even before the ranked choice issue came up yesterday, Terrio's campaign had already formally requested a recount. The race was well within the 1% that the law would require the state to pay for a recount. And Golden said that they are fully supportive of a recount, just not this ranked choice runoff. As far as whether Terrio could still win, if we were looking at the second choice votes for people who initially supported the write-in candidate, then no. She only received 420 votes, and Terrio has to close a much larger gap than that in order to surpass Golden. But the question is, did a lot of people, or I would say really anybody, leave that first vote oval blank and then pick Terrio as their second choice? That to me seems like a pretty steep hill to climb because, again, he would have to get more than 2,100 votes to go past Golden. And of course, that doesn't account for any votes that Golden might receive as second choices, either from the supporters of Diana Miranda or these folks who left the first choice blank but voted for a second preference. But this, I'd say this race has been impossible to predict all along, so I guess anything is possible.
So, Kevin, we've had, of course, two ranked choice runoffs in this district in the past 6 years, so not a new process. But walk us through what happens now.
Yeah, so the next step is for law enforcement to collect all the ballot boxes and the ballot materials from the hundreds of municipalities across the 2nd District. So that takes a couple of days. Those ballots will then be brought to a central, secure location in Augusta, All the paper ballots then have to be fed into a high-speed tabulator. And because a lot of towns use those optical scanners, those results just get uploaded from a thumb drive into the tabulator machine. Once all of this is done, and that typically takes a few days, the election staff in the Secretary of State's office will press a button on a special computer, and voila, we have a winner in a matter of seconds. But I'll just add that this entire process is conducted in public view. You can watch it in person or online, and it has full involvement of the campaigns as well.
And do you have a sense of when we will actually know the final winner in this race?
So it took 8 days to get a winner 2 years ago during the last ranked choice runoff in the second district. Pretty much everything is the same this time around, except we do have a larger number of ballots since this was a presidential election. But absent any major problems retrieving the ballots, I would say we should know by mid to late week next week.
That's Maine Public State House correspondent Kevin Miller. Kevin, thanks for joining us. You can find more coverage of this race and the other elections in Maine by going to mainepublic.org/yourvote. President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign to roll back federal climate and environmental protection policies upon taking office. In Farmington today, a group of students staged a protest denouncing the next administration's anti-climate rhetoric. Molly Enking reports.
At around noon at Mount Blue Regional High School, a group of students walked out, protesting what they say are the aggressive climate policies of the soon-to-be Trump administration. Maya Kellett is a senior who recently started a local chapter of the Sunrise Movement, a national youth-led climate organization, at her school. She started organizing the protest on Wednesday after waking up to the election results.
You are allowed to feel terrified, furious, and betrayed, as I am right now. But you cannot use those emotions to become apathetic, numb, or disempowered. Our future is not worth losing.
Kellett says, although their first protest was small, she hopes to galvanize the students at the school to show up and think more about climate change, and to possibly form an official school club. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
Fire danger is high for about half the state of Maine due to unusually dry and windy conditions. With no significant precipitation expected in the coming days, the danger is expected to stay high throughout the weekend, except in northernmost Maine, where the threat remains low. Kent Nelson, a forest ranger specialist with the Maine Forest Service, recommends that people limit all outdoor burning, even if the state is yet to fall under a total burn ban.
We really recommend that if people have brush piles to burn, something like that, that they try to wait until we get a significant amount of rain. That's more than a half inch or so is what we need to get things calmed down out there.
This fall has seen an unusual spike in fires for this time of year. Fortunately, Nelson says most of the fires have been relatively small. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.